Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection, and our Community Connection is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Hi, I'm Tom Davis. It is 8:35, and we have a couple of my favorite people, Lisa and Whitney, in here from Bartlesville Regional United Way. How you doing, folks?
Hi.
Got the parade wave going.
Yeah.
We're live. We can wave at people.
Right there on Facebook, yes, you can always pick these up live, and we always... play the webisodes a little bit later, too, as well. But I was talking to Whitney here just a little bit ago, and she said, have you heard of Giving Tuesday?
Yeah,
a little. What we got going on?
Well, Giving Tuesday is an international day of charitable giving. Mm-hmm. It started in 2012 because, actually, I think it was in New York City, the local Y there, and the United Nations were really concerned about the commercialization of our holidays. I mean, it seems like Black Friday gets here at Black Tuesday now, and we're all worried about getting the best deal instead of really looking back and what we're thankful for and giving back to our community. Mm-hmm. So they decided to do this in 2012, and it's the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So it's after Cyber Monday. Uh-huh. So you've gotten some good deals online and in the stores. It's just a time for us to reflect and really give back to our community that helps us in so many ways. Because I don't know about you, but my kids are already ready for Christmas. We haven't even had Thanksgiving yet. Mm-hmm. So Thanksgiving is us just being aware of what we're really thankful for. Here in the United States, we are really, really thankful to be living in a country as great as this.
Oh, indeed, indeed. So with the Giving Tuesday, a great opportunity to give would be to the United Way, right?
Absolutely. You know, and last year, I think we were looking, they nationwide shared over $400 million.
Ooh.
As a nation. I mean, that's a lot of money going back and forth. And one of the cool things, too, is there's been companies that have kind of stepped forward and said, you know, if you give on this day, we'll match that. And Facebook and PayPal were one of those companies. And the thing is, we tried it, I think 2 years ago, we signed up to where if you donated to the United Way, it would be matched. But they have all these different guidelines on it. And the funds were matched within 15 seconds of going live.
Sweet.
Yes. So, I mean, we didn't necessarily meet that cut. So we weren't able to get ours completely matched. But, you know, we have been thinking about some different companies within our community that might be willing to step forward and say that they might match during Giving Tuesday.
That's a great opportunity.
So we're sending out the beacon right now.
Yeah.
You know, if you have your person in charge of the purse strings handy, say, lend it near right here, because this is a pretty good way to help out our community, about the best way I can think of, with all of the different agencies you touch and the wide variety, wide geographical area we touch with Bartlesville Regional United Way.
Yes, I mean, it is another opportunity for us to give back. And something I've spoke about many times is that Bartlesville is rich in giving back and making sure the people that are most needy get what they need. And so, I mean, whether it's ringing the bell for Salvation Army or helping with Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner or adopting an angel tree person, there's a lot of ways this holiday season to give back to our community. And Giving Tuesday is just one of those ways.
Now, how do we do this? Say they just heard. Oh, okay, I'll go on the web. What is the website, the first place you want to look, or do you?
We do have an option for you to give directly on our website. One of the ways that we've been encouraging people is to text to give. It makes it so much easier.
Really?
Yeah. All you have to do is text BREW, capital B-R-W-U, to
U-W.
U-W. Okay, see.
Let's start again.
Okay, all right. You spell BREW, capital B-R-U-W, okay. And you'll send that to 41444.
All right, very good. It's that easy.
It's that easy. Yeah, you send us a text and you'll get a link, and you can follow that link and you can give that way as well. And even if you're not ready to give today, we're still encouraging you to go ahead and text that number, because when we start going through the Giving Tuesday and we start really talking more about that campaign and we start gearing up for it, we'll start sending some text messages, and we're hoping we'll be able to say who might be willing to match those funds during Giving Tuesday.
That little gizmo, I tell you, does everything but open your car door. And I... And I'm telling you here, probably in a few months, somebody will say, hey, you know, you can open your car door with your cell phone. Oh, yeah, and you can give to the United Way.
Yeah, it's a win-win. I mean, especially on cold days.
Yeah, but still, you know, let's make sure that the folks stay warm on cold days, and you can help out by giving to the United Way, because they do help in so many different ways for people who have fallen through the cracks. Yeah. When people ask, you know, what kind of agencies are involved with the United Way, well, there's a wide variety.
Yes.
Yeah, we have 13 partner agencies and 29 programs that we help support. So anywhere from the elderly to food instability and all the things in between. So we're really lucky to partner with those agencies in the community and provide some stuff that really changes lives. So we're just excited about this upcoming 2020. I never thought I would say 2020. It seemed so far away when I was a kid. And yeah, here we are. Yeah. Here we are, 2020. And we've got some, you know, we've got agencies out there that are providing those essential needs in the area of health, education, and financial stability.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. And, you know, when it comes to the United Way, it kind of grabs people a little bit, somewhat emotionally, too. And, like you changed your whole career path just because of the United Way. Pretty good story, too.
Yeah, I came from for-profit to nonprofit, mm-hmm. and, you know, giving back, it just feels good. At mm-hmm. the end of the day, you know, a lot of times people are looking to get involved, or somebody wants to be a part of a movement, or, you know, all of us want to... Or some of us go through a time where you just kind of feel like you need to be doing something more, mm-hmm. and you just don't know what that is. And so, you know, with United Way, we were able to do that. We're able to do more. We're able to go out and, you know, my job, I feel like I have the best job, is to tell the story of our agencies and the impact that they're making. And I get to talk with these agency directors, and I'm a crier. I cry over everything. I cry over radio commercials. I cry during regular commercials. I mean, I can get sucked in. And when you bring kids involved, when kids are involved.
Oh, well,
oh,
you're
I'm
a
just,
lost cause.
I mean, I am. I just, the waterworks come, and I can't tell you how many times I've been sitting with one of our directors, and I'll be like, hey, so tell me what's going on, what's been happening, and then they'll have a story, and then I'm sitting there, I'm like trying not to cry in front of them, and I'm like, it just touches my heart, mm-hmm. the things that they see, and the people that they're helping, mm-hmm. and the impact that they're making. You know, you hear stories all the time of people that they have one thing happen within their lives, or they get help at a certain time, and it changes them. It mm-hmm. changes them for the better, and then they turn into givers themselves. I was talking with Mary Martha, and I actually got to do an interview with one of the volunteers there, who said that, you know, she had some grandkids and some children who, you know, were in, they went to a correctional facility, and she ended up having to take care of their children, and she just didn't know how she was going to be able to make ends meet. And, you know, she was dealing with the loss of her kids, and now she had her grandkids, and, you know, single household, she was the only one making, you know, any kind of money, and she was able to go to Mary Martha's, and they were able to provide her grandkids with all the clothes that they needed. They were able to provide her with the food that she needed. You know, and it's so funny, as she was telling me, she said, it's just the little things. She said one morning she was going in to volunteer, because not only does she receive from Mary Martha's, but she volunteers, and she takes it very seriously, because she said, you know, when people walk into this organization, you know, sometimes when you need help, it doesn't feel good to ask for help. You know, a lot of people don't want to have to do that.
Your pride gets in the way.
Mm-hmm. It does. It's hard. You know, most people don't mm-hmm. think that they're going to be in a situation where they're going to need to ask for help. And so she said she felt that way. So when people walk into Mary Martha, she says she makes it her goal to greet them with a smile and to take that away from them, because she knows what it's like. And she said that she was going in to volunteer, and she had been thinking that she was out of butter, and she had seen some kind of cereal when she was walking through Walmart that she wanted to try. I can't remember exactly which one it was, but she said she went in to volunteer that day, and at the end of the day, she got to collect her stuff, and she said she got butter, and she got that cereal she wanted to try. And it just touched her heart. So those are the kind of stories that we get to hear, and those are the people that we are raising money for. Yes. Those are the people that we're asking you for money, because those are the people that are getting the help that they need.
It's great. It's great that we have our agencies out there who can open the doors and help identify those folks in need and get them what they need, so that they're not in need. That's what it's all about. Now, we've got the campaign going on, and, you know, I see Trevor Dorsey and his wife everywhere.
Yes.
We're running into each other everywhere. Uh-huh. And, you know, And the conversation about United Way
That's right.
comes up from time to time. And how are we doing?
Well, we're still in the 80s, 80th percent. We're a little over 80. Mm-hmm. This is a really crunch time for us. Mm-hmm. So someone said, well, all I can give is $10 to me recently. Like, that is
oh,
great.
Gosh,
yeah. So we're sending out a letter to some businesses and individuals they should be getting in the next week, just as an end of year giving, reminding them of United Way. Mm-hmm. And something I'm really, really want to have the opportunity to say is that I'm so thankful for not only my staff, Lori and Joni, that are back at the office, and Whitney here, but my board of directors and all the volunteers that helped with the Community Investment Committee, and then our partner agencies. I mean, when I reflect on stuff that I'm thankful for, it is those community partners and the people I work with and my board of directors and my family. So I just wanted to go on record saying thank you so much for all that you're doing to make the community I live, work, and play in a good community, a great mm-hmm. community. So, but we're still collecting donations. We'd love to have someone, if they're looking at end of year giving, if they would consider us, because what we mm-hmm. do with the dollars that we get, it really impacts a lot of different programs. And we're, you know, our board of directors is really serious about being good stewards of the donor dollar.
Very good. How can people reach out and make friends with you and get on their way to giving?
Well, there's only four people in our office, so anytime anybody comes in, you are welcomed by four happy people. Yes. We're like, yay, there's somebody here. Hi, here's a shirt. Are you thirsty? We have some snacks. I mean, obviously, we always love people to come into the office, and that's the best way. You know, if you want to fill out a pledge card, we have those available there. Mm-hmm. If you can't make it to the office, you can always go online at www.bartlesvilleuw.org, and right at the top left-hand corner, there's a place that says give. You can click on that and fill out your information. You can choose to do monthly. You can choose to give a one-time gift, and then always you can text us, and we're finding that that seems to be a little bit easier for some folks. Mm-hmm. It's just to go and text. I'm going to make sure I get this
yes.
right. It's capital Brew, B-R-U-W, 241444, and you'll get a link. You can follow that link, and it'll take you through some information. And again, there's different ways to give. There's the one-time gifts of $10, $5, or whatever that one-time gift for you might be. And we are always, always so thankful for those one-time gifts. But one of the ways to make an even bigger impact is to actually pledge and to fill out a pledge form where you might give monthly or quarterly, or whatever that looks
whatever
like
works.
For you.
Yes.
Whatever works for you, whatever way you would like to be able to give. I mean, mm-hmm. if you want to give us your money, we will be sure to help you do that in any way that we
yeah.
can.
Make it easy for you.
That's we right. will. We will.
Well, wonderful. Thank you very much for coming in and reminding us of Giving Tuesday. I want to wish both you ladies a very happy Thanksgiving.
You know,
happy
I don't even know if we said what day that is.
It's December 3rd.
December 3rd.
The first Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Right.
But we're very thankful for the radio station mm-hmm. and the generosity that they have and what you do for our community. Thank you. And welcome to Bartlesville on your first Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And we're just really appreciative of all you do for our community.
Thank you. And we thank you, our listeners, for tuning in each and every weekday here for Community Connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home right here on K1, the one you trust.
Let's face it, planning a